Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Here on the Holy Half Hour, we like to keep pushing the boundaries of broadcasting, and in this programme I hope to set a new record by only using just one sentence between tracks. What a model of brevity and succinctness. Have you ever heard a disc jockey contain themselves to one sentence between tracks? And this will also push another record for the most tracks in half an hour. So, no time to waste, let's go. There are times when we need to stand up and be counted, like Jesus cleansing the temple, as Jamie Stewart tells us in his Glasgow Bible.
When Jesus arrived in Jerusalem, the whole place was in an uproar. Some folk didn't care about Jesus and asked who he was. The crowd said, "This is the great prophet, Jesus. He comes from Nazareth in Galilee, so he does." When Jesus went into the temple, he was furious at what he saw going on. Bars everywhere, buying and selling, wheeling and dealing. At once he heaved out the tables of the money changers and upset the stools of the pigeon dealers, crying out, "God said this temple is for prayer and worship. You lot have turned it into a den of cheats." After the Rami died down, some blind and crippled folk came up to Jesus in the temple, and he was glad to cure them all. But when the head priests and the doctors of the law saw the miracles Jesus was doing, and even heard the wee wains in the temple crying out, "Praise be to the Son of David," they weren't best pleased. So Jesus just left them to it and went out of the city to his lodgings in Bethany.
When we stand up and are counted, people may ridicule us as being old-fashioned, like Charlie Lansborough here.
I once complained about some action that displayed, from my point of view anyway, a lack of principles and was what I considered morally wrong. A somewhat younger person said to me, "You must be getting old, Charlie. Nobody thinks like that anymore. What you're complaining about is commonplace. Everybody's doing it." And although I fail miserably at times, I'm still striving for all those good old-fashioned values of my parents against the tide of the times. I guess I'm growing old.
I'm out of step with the world of today, so I keep being told. I'm still fighting my selfishness, I guess I'm growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody, I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old. I wanna shake off the shackles of greed and overcome its hold. The world keeps telling me, grab what you can, I must be growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody, I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old. Against the tide, I still believe love is the purest gold. It keeps my heart young as the morning, although I'm growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody, I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old.
That's a sign of growing old.
Guess I'm growing old.
People may ridicule us for standing up and speaking out, but all that evil needs to prevail is that good people do nothing, as in Martina McBride's song here about child abuse.
Concrete angel.
The world and our own lives are full of regrets and if-onlys when we don't stand up and speak out, as Dolly Parton points out in this next song.
The word if, just two tiny letters, says so much or something so small. The biggest little word in existence never answers, just questions us all. If regrets were gold, I'd be rich as a queen. If tears
In this next track, Louis Armstrong tells us that Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, in the Bible, had no regrets when they were willing to be burned alive in King Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace, rather than bow down to his idolatrous statue of himself.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. We took a trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. We took a lot of gold and made an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the cornet. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the flute. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the harp. You must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He thrown coal and red hot brimstone, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burn up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with the snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Well, they couldn't even burn a hair on the hater, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire jumping around. Old Nebuchadnezzar called, "Hey there," when he saw the power of the Lord, and they had a big time in the house of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
Abednego.
Isn't it lovely when diverse people can unite together to stand up and say the Apostles' Creed, saying, "We believe in God the Father Almighty," and so on, which Graham Kendrick sings here. Now let me introduce in one sentence two songs from Ian White, both celebrating working together with unity of purpose.
How many legs has a centipede got? I don't really know, but I think it's quite a lot. He doesn't need socks and he doesn't need shoes, but imagine if he had to wear Wellington boots. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. Well, his legs go up and his legs go down, and they all work together to carry him around. And if one gets a blister, then I haven't got a doubt that the others all try to help him out. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. Well, God made the centipede in you and me, and it makes him happy when we agree. We're part of a body with a part to play. Let's remember that today. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. So come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. 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 Come and play.
He's running down the pavement as quickly as can be, with a piece of honey sandwich that used to belong to me. His legs are very tiny, but look at how they go, and if you try to stop him, he might bite you on the toe. Look at the ant. Look at the ant. He's very, very busy, he doesn't stop to slack, and look at the size of the crumb that's on his back. I wonder where he's going, he's climbing down a hole. He's gone to feed the baby ants nesting down below. Look at the ant. Look at the ant. So if you're feeling lazy and won't get out of bed, remember the ways of the little ant instead. He doesn't stop to grumble, he's always full of them, and that's why the Bible says that we should look to him. Look at the ant. Look at the ant. He's running down the pavement as quickly as can be, with a piece of honey sandwich that used to belong to me. His legs are very tiny, but look at how they go, and if you try to stop him, he might bite you on the toe. Look at the ant. Look at the ant. He's very, very busy, he doesn't stop to slack, and look at the size of the crumb that's on his back. I wonder where he's going, he's climbing down a hole. He's gone to feed the baby ants nesting down below. Look at the ant. The ant. So if you're feeling lazy and won't get out of bed, remember the ways of the little ant instead. He doesn't stop to grumble, he's always full of them, and that's why the Bible says that we should look to him. Yes, if you're feeling lazy and won't get out of bed, remember the ways of the little ant instead. He doesn't stop to grumble, he's always full of them, and that's why the Bible says, that's why the Bible says, that's why the Bible says that we should look to him. Look at the ant, 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 ant. Look at the ant, 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 ant. Look at the ant, 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 ant. Look at the ant, ant.
When we work together with unity of purpose, God weaves a beautiful tapestry from all our diverse colours of threads, as the young ambassadors sing now.
I am a thread in the tapestry. I have the master's hand on me. And then he weaves me carefully, making textures as he goes. Each of us part of this great design. You've got your part and I've got mine. All of our lives are intertwined as the fabric starts to grow.
God binds us together with his love and commands us to love one another as he has loved us, which is the words of the hymn which Keith Routledge is playing now. And now, to finish, a 3,000-year-old blessing in the form of a new composition by John Rutter. So bye for now, God bless, and tune in again next week. There you go, we've got a record.